This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Friday night. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA studio on said Friday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Let me give you a quote from your El Presidente. He was in front of a bunch of sycophantic lapdogs the other day, and he said, right now, people on the no-fly list can walk into a store and buy a gun. That is insane. If you're too dangerous to board a plane, you're too dangerous by definition to buy a gun. And then the all-Democrat audience applauded wildly. And yeah. This president took the same oath everybody takes. He took an oath to preserve, protect, and defend our Constitution. Yet he would deny me and you our fundamental constitutional human and civil right based on what? On what? Well, the what is a list maintained by his administration that has no known parameters for adding people to the list. So first of all, the first thing that gets thrown into the wind for me is if they're too dangerous to fly on a plane, they're too dangerous to buy a gun. How do we know if they're dangerous at all? The list was started by George W. He's just a gift that keeps on giving. It was the beginning of his intelligence gathering apparatus explosion after the Muslim Jihad hit the World Trade Centers in 2001. And there was about 400 names on it then. Under Obama, the list grew to 10,000 names in 2011, 21,000 in 2012, 47,000 in 2013, according to Wikipedia. The separate terrorism watch list reportedly had more than 1 million names by 2009, and the lists are mutually exclusive. You can be on one and not be on the other. Now, what are people on the no-fly list charged with? Nothing. What are they convicted of? Nothing. How do they get on the list? That's a secret. FBI agents were queried at the Las Vegas SHOT Show in January about all this, and they confirmed all those answers. Who maintains the list? Police. Federal police. From the Terrorist Screening Center and FBI branch you can't deal with. They prefer to be called... Where's my sound effect? Where is it? I knew it's on there. It's got to be somewhere. There it is. They prefer to be called... agents. They want to be agents. So, you have a secret police list that we're not supposed to have secret police anything here in this supposedly free country that denies your rights, and the Obama side, the Democrats, are cheering. Now, how does this no-fly list thingy work? People have not even thought about the mechanics of the proposal. Can people on the no-fly list just walk past the TSA checkpoint, screening devices, bomb swabs, and x-rays with a gun and or a knife or a bomb? Normal people can't, or so we're told, even though we know that they actually do. Do the safeguards work on them, on the ones on the watch list? Is that why we even need a no-fly list? Maybe the checkpoints are just feel-good scam to keep us in line, like the skeptics say, and the no-fly list makes sense. Obama didn't say, and of course that means the reporters didn't ask, because that would take critical thinking on their part. It must be too obvious to question. Either the devices don't work at all, or those people are really dangerous. They could down an aircraft with a karate chop. Who are these people? You can't ask that. It's a secret. Now, if they are that dangerous, why are they still walking around free? Oh, wait, I forgot. They haven't been convicted of anything or even charged with anything yet. They have to be let, you know, they have to be free because they're not criminals. Can they still take Amtrak to Cincinnati or a bus or a car or walk? Yeah. They just can't fly there. They're free to go, just not by plane. That doesn't even make sense. But you shouldn't ask. Don't even worry about that. You might end up on the secret list, too, if you worry too much about it. The list of false positives on the list is huge. They range everywhere from a 3-year-old girl to Teddy Kennedy, who's dead now. Mr. Obama wants to turn an arbitrary no-fly list into an equally arbitrary no-buy list. He announces it publicly with a straight face, and he then calls you insane if you object. Are there no limits at all to this man's hubris? Now, by implication, if you can't buy a gun, you certainly can't have any of the guns you already own, right? Those must be contraband under the same logic and should be confiscated by this very same secret agent. I forgot I had that, and I just want to play it. They have to be confiscated by the same secret agents who carefully put you on the list in the first place. So what can we take away from Barack Obama and all of his things that he wants to do and all of his secret stuff that he's got going on? First of all, this is a flat-out attempt to confiscate guns based on a government list where there's no controls, no due process, abrogation of the rule of law, and wild cheering support from one side of the political aisle. Read that to be the one that doesn't believe in God, the one where it's, you know, NAMBLA is simply just another men's club, that kind of thing. Yeah. This is the brown shirts all over again. All over again. We now have, for the very longest time, I have contended that we live without the rule of law. We're in the WROL now, folks. Why aren't we played it up? Some of my friends are ready to go. Some of my people are ready to go. But we've got a criminal mentality in charge. Saying these things with a straight face, clapping like loons. Sitting there going, you say it's preach, preach, brother Barack, preach it. Oh, yeah. No guns. Oh, no guns. Mm-hmm. So we'll just make a list, and we're not going to tell you you're on the list, and then I guess you find out you're on the list. Well, I guess you find out you're on the list if you try to get on a plane, right? And then if you're not able to get on a plane, then you call, I don't know. Doug from Las Vegas, I see you. It's craziness. It's absolute craziness. And we'll find out what kind of president we got right after this happens. If all of this stuff is allowed to stay, and I don't care what their party is, we got an issue. We got a big issue. We're going to have to deal with this. In the meantime, though, we will be right back.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Let's talk about some of them when we get done with this. Yeah. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming out of Pennsylvania for the 2nd Congressional District, Dan Muroff. Well, he's an anti-gun liberal nutcase, and he's running for Congress. He's wanting to unseat another anti-gun liberal nutcase, U.S. Representative Shaka Fata. Not making that up. Shaka Fata. Which, I loved her when she was in Rufus. Anyway, Muroff explains that right now how he wants to ban semi-automatic firearms because it is not sporting. You see, it's not sporting, old man, for them to use them in self-defense, don't you know? He was speaking with AllDiaNews.com, whatever that is, about his campaign, laid out a street cred on gun control with liberal gems like these. Guns in the street are easier to find than healthy produce. They unravel the fabric of not just an individual's future, but with it, their family's future. Okay? sort of sounds like the streets around the 2nd District in Pennsylvania probably have a produce problem. Not a gun problem. Then there's that whole thing about how the Constitution doesn't guarantee our right to keep and bear carrots, which I'm sure that Muroff, he's probably a lawyer, he's got to be aware of it. He says, he continues on, the number of deaths, the number of families that are devastated. When I say remediable, I don't mean fixable, but you can remedy in part and mitigate in part the gun violence in cities and elsewhere by passing reasonable legislation. Here we go. If legislation stopped crimes perpetrated with guns, then Chicago would be where they filmed Romper Room and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and Captain Kangaroo. It is not. I'm not sure exactly what he meant when he said, I don't bend. He actually said, I don't bend fixable. I think he said, I don't mean fixable. I'm actually sort of editing his copy as we're going along. Or maybe he has some mild brain damage. Either way, this is all a great new liberal take on the ineffectiveness of gun control. He's saying, sure, gun control won't actually fix the problem of crime and violence, but it will make lefties like me feel better about it. And then we can talk about the liberal creativity with words. He says, we can't allow those who see this as a single issue stand in the way of what reasonable people know what needs to be done. Let me try that again. We can't allow those who see this as a single issue stand in the way of what reasonable people know what needs to be done. According to him, the people that want to take away a constitutional right are the reasonable ones, and by implication, those who would fight to preserve that right are the unreasonable ones. Although, I don't even know exactly how that works, because if you show up to a fight without a gun, but you're reasonable, you're still going to lose. Now, after laying out his plan to ban weapons and hold gun owners accountable if their firearms are stolen and used in a crime, and closing non-existent loopholes, he assures us. Now, listen. I'm not talking about taking away Second Amendment rights, but responsible ownership and responsible sales. Now, see, I don't think he meant that the way that came out, because he's saying, I'm only interested in taking away responsible ownership and responsible sales, Muroff. I mean, come on, man. Some of us do make a living with language. We get what you're saying there, brother, okay? And, you know, then again, maybe that's exactly what he meant to say. But then we get the single dumbest thing he said in an insanely unintelligent interview. He says it's not sporting to use a semi-automatic weapon to go hunting or, frankly, self-defense. Now, at this point, I have to go, I can't say how I want to go because it's illegal. It's illegal for me to say what I'm thinking out loud on the rodeo. He just said it's not sporting to defend yourself using a semi-automatic weapon against a dangerous criminal. Does he feel like we need to give the scumbag a sporting chance when they're trying to rape and murder? Like a lead in or something. Go ahead, rip her clothes off and get her on her back. Then we'll stop preventing. We'll start to stop preventing the rape. We're trying to. Go ahead, scumbag. Because we're sporting. We're sporting. Or maybe he thinks we should all have muzzle-loading black powder muskets just to give the bad guys a reasonable chance of succeeding in their evil deeds, which, actually, I'd rather be shot by a modern firearm, because a modern firearm is less than a 50 caliber. Most of those things are when they hit you, they leave a gigantic gap, a chasm going into you, big, big entrance wound. Ow. That's right. Heath is right. In the chat room, once again, we're going to use Stop Attack, the iPhone app, to stop the attack. We don't need no stinking semi-automatic weapons. It's not sporting, after all. Well, hang on a minute, Dan. First of all, it's quite clear that your misunderstanding of the Second Amendment shines through. There's nothing in the Constitution that ties gun ownership to hunting or even self-defense. We simply have the right to own guns, and liberal douchebags like you don't have a right to mess with that. Sorry, buddies. And here's the other thing, brother. Here's the other thing. When you're faced in a self-defense situation, you bring equal force, if not better. As a matter of fact, you need to go absolutely rabid on the bad guy. And that means if you have your very evil semi-automatic handgun, like I do, I'm going to be tapping that trigger repeatedly until it's empty. And if he's still standing, I'm going to load it, and then I'm going to tap that trigger again. Until that scum piece of pond scum goes down, dead or stopped. I'm not advocating bloodlust here. Ah, gosh. I do crack myself up. I saw this. I was like, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. This is cool. I've got Miss Battlehammer in the chat room. I don't know who Miss Battlehammer is, but I've got her in the chat room. Yeah. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, I like it. I always like to read my magazines. We're going to go into some magazines now. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I've never had Miss Battlehammer in the chat room before. This is cool. She's a Lock and Loadette. Yeah. I do like that too, Heath. It's like, and all of you that are guests in the chat room, go get you your little, you go down to where it says your number, guest, whatever, backspace it and put your little call sign in there. I like call signs better than guest 600 or guest, that's so impersonal. Coming out of Cosmopolitan, one of my favorite political rags to read, they announced on Wednesday that they're going to partner up with Michael Bloomberg's Everytown for Gun Safety. They're going to push a gun control agenda. They're going to run a propaganda piece in the March issue called Singled Out, warning single women that they may be dating a man who is a firearms owner. Not likely in New York, but, you know, not where it's written anyway. And he may become disgruntled. Joanna Coles, Cosmopolitan's editor-in-chief, in her editor's note, wrote, "When I was dating, it never occurred to me to ask a guy if he owned a gun. But given the numbers, more than 8,700 women in the U.S. were shot to death by their partner between 2000 and 2013. It's time to discuss what's in your guy's drawers, and I don't mean his CK boxer briefs. First of all, where the hell did you get that number? Anytime somebody gets out there and they are pushing a gun control agenda and they push a number, any number they push, if I say, how many hands do you got? And they say, two, I'm suspect. I'm looking for less or more. So that number immediately, that's about 669 a year. So, anyway. Singled out, identify certain gunsplainers. Now, they point out Cam Edwards, the host of Cam and Company from the NRA that's on SiriusXM radio. And this is him gunsplaining, if you will. He says, if you're a victim of violent crime, the burden of stopping that assault is not going to be on the person committing that assault. Not at that moment in time. The burden of stopping that assault is on the victim. It is on the victim. Well, yeah. You can fight, you can take it, or you can, and if you take it, you're going to wait. Remember how I signed off last night when I was talking about the guy that died waiting? You can wait. But Edwards makes a very self-evident point here that people, women included, cannot depend on a male factor who is immediately trying to engage in the criminal activity of rape, robbery, or murder to just have an epiphany and do the right thing and stop. If the goon were going to do the right thing, why would he violently attack you in the first place? How is this a controversial observation at all? Which comes to the second point. The magazine provides canned responses to people who speak positive about gun ownership and gun laws. Do you ever notice that these left-wing gun control groups have to tell people how to respond to adversaries? If you're opposed to gun ownership and the right to keep and bear arms, don't you know why already? Do you have any idea why you are opposed to it? Or do you need some sort of propaganda outlet to tell you why? So whether they're giving you talking points to Thanksgiving dinner, listing off the pseudo information for you to parrot in the latest issue of their claptrap, the real message is, hey, dummy, you can't think for yourself, so here are some talking points for you to mindlessly spew towards those who oppose the correct agenda. So just to wet our whistle on some of this stuff, let's look at some of the myths versus facts on Cosmos' singled-out website. He says, why bother strengthening gun laws? Criminals are just going to find ways to get guns anyway. You, the woman, say, that's like saying, why outlaw bank robbery? Bank robbers are going to steal. No mention, of course, of the 20,000-plus gun laws already on the book, so why do we need more? There's a subtle trick here that would not be noticed by the kind of feeble-minded people who depend on trash magazines to inform their political views. And it's the analogy between gun ownership and bank robbery. One is a crime. Bank robbery is a crime. Gun ownership is a right. It's a native-born right. Predates the Constitution. Predates the country. Reinforced by the Constitutional with the Second Amendment. Now, on the one level, you can take from this that the gun control crowd wants gun ownership to be the same kind of crime as bank robbery, illegal and criminal. But for the weak-minded Cosmo reader, the intended takeaway message is that gun ownership equals bank robbery. The rest of the, and these are actual, not Cosmo facts about gun crime, are that the vast majority of criminals steal their guns or get them on the black market, and less than 10% of guns are purchased privately without a background check. In fact, there are a record number of background checks being conducted nowadays. So something you would think that would be celebrated by the gun safety crowd. It's working. Look at the beauty of this. Look at it. It's great. It's wonderful. No, they're not saying that. Cosmo said there are many websites where people meet up to buy and sell guns. No question asked. Gosh, try that again. No questions asked. No background check. That's a very minuscule actual number. It's not 40% like they would say. It's about 3%. And it's still legal. It's not illegal to do that. This is not like, see, now here, this is where we get in there and we're comparing selling a gun that is your private property to being in NAMBLA, the North American Man Boy Love Association. We're meeting up. We can go to these websites and we can meet up. I can buy a gun from somebody. I sell guns to people from time to time. And when I do it, I ask them, hey, Do you have a concealed carry permit by chance? And then I know at the very least they've been vetted. So it's almost as if the gun control people want to make laws regardless of whether those laws are a deterrent for criminal gun violence. That can't be right, can it? I mean, that boggles the mind. So, for those of you that can't live without your Cosmo, coming up soon, some gun control, they're going to have the Bloombergian with them. Maybe the moms that demand manned attention will be on there. Maybe, and, you know, I just want to see. Bloomberg has repackaged himself so many times. I'm ready for him just to consolidate everything and become the mayors against the illegal moms that want action in every town or something to that effect. That's what I'm waiting to see. Because he's a businessman. He knows how to consolidate things and, you know, mergers and all this other stuff. This is what he does. This is what he will do with all of these. And then he can throw the Trace in there. You know, the Trace, the propaganda wing he set up. The Joseph Goebbels wing he set up. Which apparently, the only way that the Trace can come up is for one of us to look at it and say, oh, look, it's more stupidity. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You know, when you put on the badge, that doesn't make you a superhuman. You haven't taken on the role of Batman or something. You're still one of us, still one of the mortals. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. This week, a poorly trained NYPD officer was convicted of manslaughter and official misconduct in the negligent discharge death of an innocent citizen in a housing project stairwell. Officer Peter Lang, who shot and killed an unarmed man in a New York housing project stairwell in 2014, was found guilty of manslaughter and official misconduct on Thursday. As the verdict was read, he dropped his head, his hands around the back of his neck as one of his attorneys comforted him. The highly unusual conviction of a police officer for the shooting death of a civilian means the rookie cop is automatically fired from the force. Kimberly Ballinger, the partner of the victim, Akai Gurley, 28, dabbed tears and later pumped her fist in the air. He was a son. He was a brother, according to Kenneth Thompson, Brooklyn District Attorney, after the verdict. I've told his mother, I'm sorry, there are no winners. This is a tragedy all over. In a news release, he added the decision was not a verdict against all officers of the NYPD, but one who ignored his official training. Okay, Mr. District Attorney, in this particular case, you are wrong. So please, let me explain something to you. In New York, when they made the switch from wheel guns, from revolvers, to semi-autos, Glock rolled in and basically gave them to them. Revolvers have a hammer, or excuse me, not a hammer, trigger. They have a very heavy trigger pull. And compared to that, the Glock was quite easy to pull the trigger. And for some reason, when your pool of people to draw to be a law enforcement officer is in New York City, where you can't have a gun, where you can't grow up with a gun, where you don't get to learn about a gun until you get into the police academy. I don't understand why this doesn't happen more often, to be quite honest with you. Okay, I really don't understand how this doesn't happen more often. Now, putting a Glock, okay, into the hands of the untrained is sort of not a smart idea. And, you know, with Peter Liang, what happened was he was in a stairwell. He was scared beyond belief. He was going up a dark stairwell. Something startled him. Convulsively, he pulled his 12-pound New York trigger on his Glock and ricocheted around into Akai Gurley's chest. The NYPD has a problem with negligent discharges due to a combination of poor training and poorly chosen equipment. Civilian handgun ownership is not encouraged in New York City. It is very discouraged by both culture and law. When they go to the police academy, while there, they receive minimal weapons manipulation training, minimal time on the firing line, and training that is both old and unrealistic. It's an antique system. Officers like Liang are then allowed to use one of the worst possible handguns for the poorly trained officer, the Glock 19 with a New York trigger, which is, you just about need a breaker bar to pull that trigger, but when you're stressed up, you can pull it. The configuration roughly doubles the factory trigger pull weight to break a shot, but doesn't lengthen the trigger pull or require for it to be any more deliberate. Take a poorly trained officer with a gun that's just as easy to negligent, to have an ND with a trigger pull weight that makes it more difficult for poorly trained officers with poor skills to fire intentional shots with accuracy, and you have the recipe for disaster that ensures that NYPD officers will be shooting innocent bystanders and negligent discharges and with off-target intentional shots meant for someone else for years to come. The Glock 19 is a fine gun straight out of the box in the right hands. It will work wonders. It will run every time you pull the trigger. I carry one on a regular basis. The NYPD tried to mitigate the lack of training that they provide their officers with a heavier trigger. That's the trigger pull is not the problem. Heavier makes it more difficult to accurately place aim shots. Lighter makes it easier to put it on target. You have to be trained to keep your finger off of the trigger. You definitely can't put your finger on the trigger when you're new, when you're going up a dark stairwell, and you're scared out of your mind. They refer to this with their hands. They call this the parasympathetic response. And it is a physiological fact that your hands attempt to mirror one another. Clench one hand, and the other hand will attempt to do it when you're in stress, when you're in a stressful situation. He had his pistol in one hand while doing a vertical patrol, his finger on or near the trigger of his Glock 19. When he reached to open the stairwell door, he encountered more resistance than he anticipated. He compensated to open the door by clenching harder with both hands. Boom! Liang was guilty of a negligent discharge. Now, I talked, maybe last month, across the country in Paradise, California. Remember Patrick Feaster? He was a guy that walked up on the rolled up. He watched the vehicle roll. It had been running away from him. He watched the vehicle roll in front of him. The guy's trying to come out of the vehicle. Patrick Feaster, in a classic move, pulls his weapon, textbook, draws his weapon out, sticks it out front, pulls the trigger, boom. Shoots the guy in the neck. The guy falls back into the vehicle. His wife has already been ejected from the car. She's in the street dying. And Feaster did not report it for about, 18 minutes, 9 minutes, 11 seconds, whatever it was. Whatever it was. They finally fired him. He did not attempt to help the person he shot or the woman that lay dying on the ground. Two other officers arrive and start to assess the situation while Feaster's training his flashlight all over the ground looking for that piece of brass from that round he just shot in the guy's neck. He did not tell anybody he fired a shot for 11 minutes. And Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey refused to press charges for the shooting. Thomas was paralyzed by his negligent discharge with a Glock 21C 45 caliber. He died several weeks later as a direct result of his wound, so he was killed by this cop. The community went crazy over this, and Feaster has finally been charged. He was arraigned Wednesday in Butte County Superior Court on a charge of manslaughter more than 2 months after he shot an unarmed man suspected of drunken driving. He appeared in court at 8:30 a.m., finally, after the same district attorney decided to bring charges against him. And the official story is that Feaster was very well trained with his Glock 21C. And presuming that Ramsey is correct, then perhaps Feaster is another example of the 20% of officers who put their fingers on the triggers of their guns despite training. And if that is the case, then the death of Andrew Thomas, like the death of Akai Gurley, would seem to suggest that law enforcement officers should be equipped with handguns featuring a trigger pull that requires more deliberation. And we're talking about the double-action, single-action gun here. Then we're talking about the Sig Sauer 226, the Beretta 92, certain CZs. I think CZ would be a fine gun to carry. CZ-75 is a fine gun to carry. Won't probably be issued. That's sort of too bad. I do not like double-action-only triggers. I don't like them. There's no way for me to get one of these things and train and be proficient with them. So I just don't like them. I just don't like them. The shame here is that two people had to die because two cops couldn't control themselves. And we have to ask ourselves a question. How are they going to control their surroundings when they can't control themselves? We're going to fly to hour number two. We will be right back.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.